This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, we say goodbye to the sitcom Friends and good riddance to that theme song. But first, earthquakes. Not only a geological phenomenon, but a cultural one for Californians. The latest prediction says a major quake will hit the Southern California desert sometime before September. With that prediction, more California residents are making earthquakes part of their vacation plans. And for at least one Palm Springs tour company, that's meant a mini tourist boom. More from Gloria Hiller.
It's hard to imagine anyone who lives in Southern California, anyone who has every movable object in their home affixed with quake wax, would want to see the San Andreas Fault up close. But ever since that earthquake prediction, well, the phone at Desert Adventures has been ringing off the hook for the fault line tour.
Thank you for calling Desert Adventures. Our tours go out to the San Andreas Fault. You will be right on the San Andreas Fault.
Jan Marchese books the Desert Jeep Excursions.
They want to do the tour. They want to see that earthquake fault line. I try to tell them it's not like a Hollywood set.
The tour sets out just after the desert sun comes up. The Jeep I'm in is full, and as we rumble down the last stretch of asphalt dotted with car lots and fast food franchises, I'm hanging on tour guide Morgan Levine's every word. Not surprisingly, all I can think about is earthquakes.
But the last really big ones here were Landers in 1992, 7.6, and 4 years ago, Hector was a 7.1.
Morgan Levine has been conducting tours for 16 years and knows almost every square inch of this desert. She says all the activity below the surface tends to be creating a lot of curiosity above it.
Well, the fact that we have been geologically active, we really have been very active for the last few years, and most people, if they haven't been in a quake themselves, know somebody that has been, and the geology is getting a lot of press lately, too.
Sandra Drummond lives in the desert in the winter months. In freshly pressed Bermuda shorts and a straw hat, she seems an unlikely seismic thrill seeker.
Well, I'm telling you, they've been talking about another big one that we're supposed to get before September. So that's what I'm wondering what Morgan has to say about that.
I just asked her, are we scheduled for another one?
That's what a lot of people think.
That said, the Jeep turns into the desert moonscape of jagged rock formations, sand dunes, and native palms. Levine points to a natural oasis on the horizon.
So at the bottom of the hill where those red boulders start, all the way back to Japan, is the Pacific Plate. About 600 yards on the other side of this hill, and the Indian village starts the North American Plate. Everything in between is the fault zone. So we're leaving the Pacific Plate right about now.
Hold on to your seats, girls.
We're on top of the most famous fault in California, the big one, running more than 800 miles through the state, the fault that caused the San Francisco quake in 1906, the one scientists say is capable of an 8.0, and 9-year-old Antonio is looking a little disappointed.
I imagined it a little differently, that's all. It looks like a lot of big sand dunes with palm trees.
There is no vast chasm. The Jeep sits quietly upon a swath of crushed rocks given to the ever-shifting dance of two continental plates. For Sandra Drummond, the tranquility was reassuring.
Here we are in this little oasis of sand and palms and shrubs and water. It's fascinating.
At this point, everyone has relaxed some as our Jeep lopes through flood-eroded canyons where desert flowers are in bloom. And then Levine shared this story. Turns out last winter she was taking a group of people through the very narrow canyon we're enjoying right now.
And the gal didn't quite have it out of her mouth. She said, boy, I wouldn't want to be here in an earth, boom, quake, 3.9. And, well, they weren't Californians, and it was one of those loud ones.
By now, I was trying not to think about my California pottery collection, and thankfully the last part of the tour, Levine talked to us about vegetables.
From March until June, the California Salad Bowl, the Central Valley, produces the lettuce for America.
And as we rolled along past fields of lettuce, spinach, and tomatoes, leaving behind us the fault that puts fear into the hearts of the bravest seismologists, all I could think about was lunch.
But we do grow a lot of grapefruit, lemon, and lime. And if they
for Day to Day, I'm Gloria Hillard.
Next largest crop in our valley is nursery stock.